what we've done here is that there was a cantina. The floor used to continue right across. But when we were excavating, we discovered this old archway, and we've opened that up as a viewing door. We'll put a glass door in there so that people passing in the street from the Fosso, from the main gate towards the Duomo, will be able to see in to the equipment, particularly on days when we're brewing. We took out this section of floor so that we'd have more height, because obviously there's heat and steam produced when we're doing a boiling.
You obviously can't have the public standing around it while you're actually boiling.
It's a bit dangerous, right. Boiling liquids and gas burners. So one of the things we've done is to cut out this section of floor to give us height, but also to create this balcony that we're standing on.
See, we're standing on a balcony that's 2 meters maybe above the level. Maybe 3 meters, yeah, three meters above the level of the main floor. And directly above your boiling mechanism.
Yeah, the boiling pots are directly below us, which means that the public can come in when we're doing a boiling. There'll be an exhibition here showing the materials that we use, including the hops that we harvest locally, the grain, the various malts. We'll show how it's ground up and how it's prepared. And then they'll be able to see, on boiling days, the actual process, which takes 3 or 4 hours, but they'll at least be able to see some of it from a safe distance. And I will work down among the equipment there, which I think will be an interesting side of drinking beer, not just the taste, but how it's produced and what goes into it.
There's been an evolution in the equipment that you're using as well, because I remember in November, was it, or December, when we looked the last time.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
There was a cooling pipe that you were using in your garden.
5 meters long.
5 meter long plastic cooling pipe, which is now put to one side, and that's been going to be used for...
Still part of the process. It is an evolution because I have wanted to make this very much birra artigianale, handmade beer, no machinery.
Right.
The equipment that we've got is household pans, but just bigger.
But larger.
The main pot there is 150 litres, so I mean an ordinary cooking pot's maybe 5 litres, so it's a huge 150 litre pot which we need to boil up the brew. We then, once it's boiled, before we can start the fermentation which makes the bubbles and makes the alcohol, we have to drop the temperature fairly rapidly from boiling to about 25 degrees centigrade. And you have to do that rapidly so that the beer doesn't get corrupted. And we use a system of cooling for that. I have kept the old cooling pipe, which was an extremely Heath Robinson arrangement. It's a double pipe. There's a stainless steel pipe in the middle and a plastic pipe on the outside, which is a cooling jacket through which we run
cold water. And that was the word that was missing from the last time we talked, was Heath Robinson.
Yes,
Heath Robinson
has evolved, and it's still slightly Heath Robinson, in that, for example, the top pot that you see below you is the one where the grain goes in.
Right.
And I have a simple system of pulleys which allows me to manually lower it down into the boiling water to allow it to brew. And it's a simple arrangement of pulleys and stuff that I bought from the local hardware store for a small number of euros. That's been the main thing. I didn't want to, I mean, I could have invested in modern automatic equipment to make beer, but that's not what I want to do. This is the kind of beer that you could almost make it, not quite, but almost make it home. So it's handmade beer, and that's the process that we're going for.
Can we talk about quantities just for a second? It's a micro brewery.
Yes. Microbreweries were sort of invented at a time when the major international breweries produce beer by the millions of gallons and litres. And a movement came up which started like this, very small, but gradually even microbreweries have got bigger. And a microbrewery can do 2,000 litres at a time, which to me is no longer artigianale. That's a small factory process. We've gone back at the moment to a very small scale. I'll build it up a bit from this, but at the moment the sort of maximum I can handle in this is about 80 to 100 litres
at a time.
So you could do a boiling every week
okay.
and produce that sort of water.
Yeah.
I might build up to twice that, but I'm not going to go to 1,000 litres at a time because it is no longer the same product. It changes the nature of the product.
We also have here, as part of the complex, an area for tasting. You said you were going to...
Yes, the idea is that people can come in and see the brewery. There's a room at the back which is a kitchen which will be for setting out things and preparing. But this room that we're in now, which is the main entrance lobby from the street,
right.
will be a place where we will have, from time to time, tastings of our beer with local food products. And, you know, there will be a sequence of those, particularly through the summer months when there are most visitors.
The $60,000 question. When?
We are pretty hopeful that we will be given permission to go ahead in June. The brewing process takes about 6 weeks, so we are still optimistic that during the tourist season of July and August, we will have beer available. As to the quantities and whether we will be permitted at that stage to produce in commercial quantities, we have yet to see. Italian bureaucracy is, as everyone knows, famous.